Burdened by rising food and energy prices, the latest government report shows the U.S. economy at a virtual standstill. And with a housing slump and tight credit markets continuing to weigh heavily on the U.S. economy, many economists anticipate the Federal Reserve will move to cut interest rates again. Dan North is the chief economist at the credit insuring firm Euler Hermes.
We cut interest rates, we make things more attractive, such as buying equipment, lowering mortgage rates, lowering auto loans, all those types of things. It lubricates the economy.
But the downside is that lower rates could lead to higher prices. Tom Hertz is an economics professor at American University. He says it's a delicate balancing act that becomes more precarious due to the weakened economy.
Right now we've got a recession. If we have an emerging inflation problem on our hands at the same time, that would be stagflation, and that is the worst scenario for the Fed.
Economists coined the term stagflation in the 1970s. Although Hertz says the double-digit inflation of past years is unlikely, he says it's important to note the warning signs.
We haven't seen that since the oil shocks of the 70s. But, you know, here we are at $100 a barrel oil, and we are also seeing significant increase in food prices, so we're starting to see some increases in inflation in general.
In financial markets, the inflationary risks have increased the attraction of so-called real assets, such as gold, metals, and oil. Last week, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke assured worried lawmakers that the central bank is monitoring the situation closely.
I don't anticipate stagflation. I don't think we're anywhere near the situation that prevailed in the 1970s. I do expect inflation to come down. If it doesn't, we will have to react to it, but I do expect that inflation will come down and that we will have both return to growth and price stability as we move forward.
The central bank has cut interest rates by 2.25% since September. Analysts say another rate cut is likely when the Federal Reserve meets March 18th. Millar Sega, VOA News.